If you are a veteran and have filed a VA disability claim and have been denied, have received a low rating, or you're unsure how to get started, reach out to us. Go to vacifree30.com, linked in our show notes, and take advantage of a free VA claim discovery call. Learn what you've been missing so you can finally get the disability rating and compensation you deserve.
Hello, my brothers and sisters of the uniform. It's time again for Doc on the Road. I am in lovely Tappahannock, Virginia. Tappahannock, Virginia, if you don't know, is a very small town right off the river of Tappahannock. And they have more of a small town feeling to the whole area here. I came here because they're actually having a 4th of July celebration. And it was really cool to actually see that small town, you know, feel and get that small town theme. And they had a cookout for basically everybody. And they also had fireworks and all that kind of stuff. And I'll get into that a little bit later. But the thing that really impressed me about this town is they're very vet friendly, very vet friendly. They had a little mini parade that went up and down like two different streets here. And during this parade, they have kids throwing out candy and stuff like that. Everybody's saying hello and all that. And it kind of makes you, you know, wish almost for a simpler time, a simpler situation to where you can actually participate in something like that. So if you have anything like that around you, I urge you to participate with it and get involved, because there was a lot of things that for veterans and a lot of things where people were coming up. As soon as they found out you were a veteran, they would come up and shake your hand and say thank you. And it just gave you a really good feeling, especially with the 4th of July and the way current situations are right now. It was a really good feeling that I got from that. And I started thinking about, last week we talked about your why, and that's very important. Get that core right and know why you're doing what you're doing as you seek your claims and go through the process of that. But I also got that thing also besides the why, what makes you excited about this? This is also another area that needs to be addressed and needs to actually be nurtured throughout the whole process. Because sometimes you are going to get beat up. Sometimes you're going to get to where you're like, I don't understand why the VA doesn't see what I see. There could be a number of reasons for that. But the important part is that you do see it and you are excited and you stay excited as you go forward with the process. Especially if you're part of and a member of VACI, you want to definitely work with your coach in a way to where you're building up that nice part of the expectation part of this. You want to get to the point where you're really excited and you want to keep going and educate yourself and make sure that you have all the right medical evidence and you have medical evidence that is actually going to tell your story. And as you tell your story, you should be excited. I know when I came through the program, I was very excited, especially when I met people and got to talk to people like Brian Reese and got to talk to Terrell Morrell, our current president, and people like that. My coach and their upper management teams. And when I got to do that, I actually got really excited because I'm like, this company is really trying to help. As I got through the process and then became a coach and then became a senior veteran coach, I got to do that even more, one step more each time. And I thought that that was really cool because it does keep the excitement in it. It does keep the expectations high. It does keep the situation to where even if you get bad news, you're going to be like, that's all right. What me and the coach have got this. And keep building on that strategy and keep building up on that education part where you're going to classes and you're actually building a knowledge that will all of a sudden pop out, especially during a C&P. You are going to want that knowledge to come out in a way to where it helps you become better at doing your claim. This week, I'd really like to talk about the excitement part of it. It's sort of like when I was sitting there watching the parade. Now, it wasn't some fancy parade that you see like on, you know, the Macy's Day Parade or anything like that, but it was real people sharing real feelings about this country and sharing real feelings about how they felt about the flag, how they felt about servicemen and women, how they felt about everything, that acknowledging that there are a lot more freedoms in this country, a lot more situations to where you can enjoy yourself on holidays like this, especially a long holiday. It's really cool to see. So you need to kind of keep that feeling and keep it throughout the process. That way it gets you through the process a lot smoother, a lot easier, especially when something happens, say the VA doesn't understand, or they say you need more evidence, or there's something there that you need to tweak just a little bit. By staying excited, you're going to be able to tweak that. You're going to be able to get there with your coach, and you're going to be able to figure out a few things to where it works for you. Not everybody is the same person, so not every claim is the same claim, no matter if it's the same diagnosis or not. So you got to remember that, and you need to keep moving forward. My message to you this week is stay excited, stay in the game. Like I always tell my clients, we attack until the objective is met. And for some of you that were in the service that understand what I'm talking about there, that was always something that was drilled into my head early on in my service, is attack, attack, attack till the objective is made. So keep remembering that and remember that line. You've got people that are going to help you get through this. You don't have to face this all alone. I know when I first started doing my claims, I did face it all alone, and it got real frustrating. It got to a point where I got discouraged a lot. But after I got the coach and after I joined VACI, everything became a lot easier. It became a situation to where I was learning, oh, okay, this is how you do this. This will work in the long run as long as you stick to the strategy and stick to the plan. It's sort of like the book that Brian Reese wrote, You Deserve It. I suggest you go on to Amazon and get this book if you are a veteran and you are going through the processes, because this book, right, tells you a lot of stuff, but it gets you fired up. It gets you to a point where you're like going, okay, well, I know my why. And now I know I need to be excited. And now I know I need strategy, and I need to have the helping hands of veterans that have done this and can help me through this. So you guys stay excited, stay going after your goal, keep attacking until your objective is met. Love you guys. Hope you guys have a great one. And we'll look forward to the next one. Again, if you would like to work with me, you can get me at www.coachairborne.com. Or also in our show notes, you can actually see another way to sign up just in case you want to get a different type of coach. That's great. As long as you're getting the help that you need, we have just about any kind of coach that can actually help you with this. So you guys stay excited. Love you. And I will talk to you next time. This is Doc out.
The VA claims process is a pain. Many veterans struggle for years trying to increase their ratings or even get rated at all. Most are not getting the compensation they deserve. Here at VA Claims Insider, we've supported more than 15,000 veterans to win their claims and increase their ratings. Now it's your turn. Schedule your free VA claim discovery call with one of our team members by going to vacifree30.com, linked in our show notes. You'll learn what gaps you need to fill to speed up your claim and increase your rating.